This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, January 26th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, Rob Cantor has this week's edition of the Environmental Almanac and a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, today's news. The new Champaign County Nursing Home has passed its state construction safety inspection. State public health inspectors paid their third visit to the new building in Urbana Thursday morning to review the plumbing in one wing of the building. Nursing home administrator Andrew Buffenbarger says the architectural inspection for the new building is now complete.
This is fantastic news for everybody. We're down to our last hurdle, and we just can't wait to get moved in.
But the new nursing home still needs one more state inspection for its nursing operations. Buffenbarger says he hopes that inspection will be scheduled in the next week. Once it's done, nursing home staff and residents can start moving into the new nursing home. The move-in has been long delayed because of repairs needed when mold was discovered in the building and the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system was found to be inadequate. Several Southwest Champaign subdivisions recently annexed into Champaign are now in the city's township as well. The Champaign County Board voted 19-4 last night to redraw township boundaries. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Champaign Township held a successful referendum last year to keep the area from switching townships when it was annexed into the city of Champaign. But last night's county board vote reverses that. County Board Chairman Pius Weibel says moving Southwest Champaign residents into the city's own township is the fair thing to do, even though it nullifies the referendum vote.
I realize that it went against the referendum vote, and I think that's unfortunate. In this case, I think that there was just no way that the people who were paying this twice tax could ever get out of that situation without without the county board doing something about it.
Weibel says Southwest Champaign residents are double taxed because they pay property taxes to both the city of Champaign and Champaign Township for road maintenance, but only the city does the work. Township officials call the double taxation label unfair and say the area annexed into the city is so large they can't afford to lose the revenue. Last night's county board vote was just a step along the way to a court battle that will decide the township boundaries once and for all. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Champaign County is signing up for the Chamber of Commerce Energy Cooperative in the hopes of getting lower electricity rates for its buildings and facilities. Chambers in Champaign County, Peoria, and Decatur are setting up the co-op to buy electricity on the open market for businesses and other larger energy users, including governments. County Board Facilities Committee Chair Steve Beckett says the goal is to get a lower price for electricity than the new higher rate set by Ameren following the end of the 10-year rate freeze.
Instead of us paying the default rates that we would be required to pay to Ameren, this will give us a chance to go out on the market and get the best deal that we can. The more energy that megawatts that you can put together, then the better price that you get.
Champaign County government is paying $3,600 to sign up with the co-op. Officials will make a final decision on whether to buy electricity from the energy co-op this spring when they find out what the rate will be. The city of Urbana has also signed up with the Chamber Energy Co-op. Illinois' teachers' retirement system plans to invest nearly $1 billion into hedge funds to help solve its financial problems. That's according to a report today in the Chicago Tribune. Such an investment is considered a controversial move for the $39 billion system, which has been criticized for having only 62% of the money needed to meet its projected costs. The Tribune reports that the decision to invest was made December 8th. The system will limit its exposure to 2.5% of assets, which is lower than the 10% recommended by outside consultants. Spokeswoman Eva Golderman says the retirement system wanted to proceed slowly. The teachers' retirement system pays the pensions of downstate and suburban Chicago teachers. Ameren executives took the stand in a special hearing Thursday as state lawmakers examined the utility's response to widespread power outages. As Amanda Vinicky explains, the company maintains it properly handled severe storms last month and in July.
It was a week before many people in Macon County had their electricity restored after a severe ice storm hit central and southern Illinois in late November. The worst part, says Decatur resident Diane Drew, was not knowing what was going on. Drew says she tried calling her electric company but got no information.
I was on hold for over 3 hours with Ameren. Finally, although I'm very stubborn because I did stay on the line for 3 hours, I finally did give up.
Legislators questioned Ameren executives about how they communicated to customers and the media, if trees near power lines were properly trimmed before the storm, and if Ameren has enough frontline workers to make repairs. President and CEO Scott Sissel says while the company's evaluating those concerns, the real culprit was Mother Nature.
Severe storms have severe results.
Sissel says Ameren is looking to improve, however. He says the company may consider starting a backup generator service. Another option could be putting power lines underground. But Sissel says that's expensive and would bring on a whole new set of problems. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
University of Illinois police say crime in the campus district was down last fall. The Division of Public Safety on the Urbana campus report that crime decreased significantly in all areas last semester, particularly robbery. 17 of them were reported last fall, a 47% drop from fall 2005. The report covers crimes against persons, not property crimes like burglary. Campus Assistant Police Chief Jeff Christensen says it's too early to call the drop in crime a trend, and he credits people for taking steps to avoid crime as one reason for the decrease. Christensen says those actions need to continue, and he advises people to walk in groups. Be aware of their surroundings, and drink responsibly. Peoria-based Caterpillar says its fourth-quarter profit edged up 4% as higher operating costs partially offset strong sales, but Caterpillar today forecast strong 2007 results. Net income grew to $882 million, or $1.32 a share, in the 3 months ended December 31st. That's up from $846 million a year ago, as higher prices and sales volume more than offset a rise in core operating costs. Revenue rose 14% to $11 billion. Caterpillar CEO Jim Owens says he's anticipating great things for the company in 2007. For the latest newscast online, go to wil.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. How does your existence impact the Earth? Do you take more than your fair share of resources? In this program from the Environmental Almanac Archives, Rob Cantor tells you how to measure your ecological footprint.
Ecological footprint analysis is a tool for measuring the impact of human activity on the Earth. It was developed in the mid-1990s, and it has been taken up around the world by researchers who are interested in the issue of sustainability. Ecological footprint analysis tells us how much biologically productive land is required to support an individual or population based on the resources they consume and the waste they generate. This allows us to explore a key aspect of sustainability: how well are we living within the means of nature? For all of the time that humans lived on Earth up until the 1980s, our collective footprint remained within the area that the Earth could afford us. But since then, we have overstepped our bounds by an increasing amount every year. The most recent annual calculations published by the World Wildlife Fund indicate that the current global average ecological footprint stands at about 5.4 acres per person. That may not sound like a lot, but in fact, it's nearly 25% more than nature can provide on a continuous basis. We're able to get that extra 25% for now by depleting stocks of natural resources that have accrued over millions of years. Ecological footprint analysis also provides information about the relative impacts created by people living in different countries. The United States, which is second only to the United Arab Emirates in this regard, has a per capita ecological footprint of 24 acres per person. That's about 4 times the global average and about 5 times what the Earth can support on a continuous basis. If all the people alive on Earth today had access to an American standard of living, we would need 5 planets to support us. Now, you may hear that and think, whoa, too much. Somebody else is going to have to figure that one out. But the cool thing about ecological footprint analysis is the way it can be used by individuals and communities who are interested in moving toward a more sustainable lifestyle. It helps you see which of your choices have the most significant impacts on the Earth, and enables you to track your progress as you make adjustments in the way you do things. You can measure your own ecological footprint using the web-based calculator at myfootprint.org. When I took the quiz, I came out with a footprint of 20 acres. That's way over the 4.5 acres available per person as a global average. But it's not so far over the available biologically productive land in the United States, which is about 12 acres per capita. So, rather than despairing because no change I make can reduce my footprint to the average that the Earth as a whole will support, I'm aiming to reduce my footprint to what the land of the U.S. can support. In other words, I want to go from a 20-acre footprint to a 12. That's still a substantial task, but one that's doable over time, and really worth engaging. By reducing our own ecological footprints, we bring ourselves into a more equitable relationship to the other people with whom we share the Earth, now and in the future. Thanks to Rumi Shaman, a soon-to-be Ph.D. in the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences at the U of I, for help with today's show.
Rob Cantor is a writer with the UIUC Environmental Council. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or listen to it again, follow the links on our website at wiol.uiuc.edu. Support for Environmental Almanac comes from the U of I Department of Geology. In the forecast for the region, mostly sunny skies today, not as cold. We'll have a high around 38 degrees. Southwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 30. Mostly cloudy tonight. There's a chance of freezing drizzle after midnight. Not as cold with a low of 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of flurries, the high in the lower 30s. And once again, it will get much chillier in the first part of next week. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, January 26th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.